They were going to look at 1 Timothy 6:16. Of course, Timothy was a follower of Christ. He'd been a disciple of Paul. Paul spent a lot of time with him. Timothy was young, but God had honored him. So in Timothy 6, 15, the last half of the verse, we're going to read to you, which he will bring about at the proper time. He who is the blessed and the only sovereign, the King of kings, the Lord of lords. So he speaks about that. The whole verse goes like this. In 15, he says, you know, which God will bring about in his own time. God the blessed and only ruler, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, who alone is immortal and who lives in unapproachable light, whom no one has seen nor can see. To him be the honor and the might forever. So he speaks about that. He will bring about at a proper time. You know, Timothy was charged to keep the commitment without spot or blame, and before the appearance of Christ, which God will bring about at the appropriate time. He is a blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings, the Lord of lords. So again, it speaks about what Christ is. He's not just a man that was a great moral teacher. He wasn't just a great leader, a healer, a theologian. He was the Lord of lords. He is the only one that was sovereign. He is the King of kings. So when you think about that, whereas the King of Jews, he wasn't just the King of Jews, he wasn't just the King of us. He was the King of kings, the King of all things.